The morning that upended my usually uneventful existence was balmy for mid-November in Minneapolis. Sunlight beamed through wispy white clouds, floating low in a pale blue postcard sky. In the backyard, behind my cafe, the rabbit hole, more commonly known as the hole, I heaved a paper bag full of coffeehouse card-offs into a recycling bin that sat beneath an old maple tree. A car crept along the alley behind me, and I glanced over my shoulder to watch a Minneapolis Police Department squad car pass by. I pivoted to head inside when someone grabbed my sweatshirt and jerked me backward, almost off my feet. Too surprised to do anything else, I stumbled and fought to keep my balance. I was dragged a few long steps through a side door into an old double-car garage. Dusty darkness shrouded my sight as if I'd been blindfolded. It all happened so fast, I didn't have a chance to utter a sound, although my pulse went from 70 to about 1,000 in 3 seconds flat. My shirt was released, and more in reaction than with any real plan, I whirled toward the threat. My fist actually connected solidly with some body part. God damn it, Shay! My arm fell to my side, and I squinted through the dust cloud our scuffle had kicked up. Coop? Jeez! I think you gave me a fat lip. Damn, you have a fast fist for a girl.